very early in my association with Downbeat, I would have musicians, not anybody I knew well or anybody who, for that matter, was particularly well-known, saying to me, hey, you know, how much does it cost to get an article in Downbeat? You know, doesn't cost anything, you know, if somebody feels like doing an article on you. But anyway, you know, those are minor things. Another thing that I learned really was that you couldn't do as much as people would think that you could. I mean, we put Jackie Byard on the cover. It didn't do much for Jackie, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought maybe it would, but it didn't. The only concerted effort that I made, you know, I made a concerted effort to see to that that Louis Armstrong was treated with more respect than he was by the critics at that time. I made a concerted effort to give a lot of space to Duke Ellington, who was also not being given the recognition that he merited. And I made a concerted effort to see to that Dexter Gordon, who still spent most of his time in Europe at that point in time, whenever he had a record released in the U.S., that it got a really good review. So I don't think that this had much of an impact. I know that the one thing, and I should mention that, is the one thing that I'm really proud of at Downbeat was something that we did right after I got back to New York in 1970, I guess, was to put together a birthday issue for Louis Armstrong. Everybody still thought that was his 70th birthday. So did he. And maybe it really was. I'm still not convinced that baptismal certificate is really, you know, 100% proof. But whatever, what we did was and I must say here that one of my secretaries there, you know, there was a girl named Jane Welch from Buffalo. Now, she did a terrific job of getting statements from all these people. We all worked on it, but she really did a great job. We had about 80 statements, you know, birthday wishes from musicians across the spectrum, including, you know, like everybody from, you know, like there was Stan Kenton, there was Sun Ra, there was, of course, you know, Bobby Hackett, and, you know, and there was everybody, you know, it ran the spectrum. The only sour note of all of them, the only sour note was Archie Shepp, you know, who had to come up with something, you know, that it's nice to see Louis Armstrong getting recognition, but, you know, but what he was really saying, but Archie Shepp should, you know, get some of that recognition too. So anyway, it was a really wonderful bouquet to deliver to Louis, and I sent him an advance copy, and I got back this letter, which I have quoted numerous times, which said, I received a magazine and it knocked me on my ass. Which is the greatest compliment that I've had in my career as an editor.